The rural farmlands of Indiana seem about as far away from Syria as most Americans get. In many ways, life here doesn't change much. The passage of time is marked by how tall the crops are growing. At the heart of this farmland is Greentown, population under 2,500.
Very good people, very secure little town.
The place U.S. Air Force veteran Robert Millspaugh calls home has a business district awash with flags. No surprise, given the town's strong connection to the U.S. military.
There are many World War I, II vets here. A lot of people from in Vietnam that have served are here. And in the current wars, certainly many are here for that as well.
Which explains why many here are war weary.
I am. I would like to be able to go, if we go into a war, I'd like us to go in and win and come home. And that's not easily done now.
It absolutely is a war-weary part of the country. I think the entire country is weary of war.
Greentown, in Indiana's 5th Congressional District, is represented by freshman Republican Susan Brooks.
We believe we need immigration reform.
Right.
She's in Greentown to meet one-on-one with voters like Karen Swan to understand their concerns. A U.S. military strike against Syria doesn't appear to be one of them.
Well, because we're self-centered for one thing. You know, that's in Syria and we're here dealing with our day-to-day issues. That's probably the reason.
Brooks says she hears more about the 2010 Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare.
I would say that by far and away has been the biggest issue.
Karen Swan says just because the debate over U.S. military action in Syria is not prominent at this meeting doesn't mean people are insensitive to the plight of the Syrian people.
It says a little bit that we think we need to mind our own business, for one thing, and not be the caretaker of the world. But I don't think we are insensitive to the people. I don't think we are insensitive to the people in Syria. I just think we are tired of taking care of the world's problems.
Well, there is certainly a sentiment across the country against intervening in Syria. However, I believe it's incumbent upon the president and then will be with respect to the Congress, if we would vote to strike, to explain to the American people and do a far better job explaining what the American interest is.
A vote on U.S. military action could come soon after Congress reconvenes September 9th. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Greentown, Indiana.